Blog Talk Radio.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hating. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, holler when you see me. And let these devils be soft for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and every time we ride. Hitting up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 5-0 being smoking flashy brains. Pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seemed my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the raise the blade, save money, bring lies. One getting jealous to me. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but before they won't get me. We got bold and low rise and ski mask screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Little life of a thug.
Little life of a boss player till the day I die.
All eyes on me.
The season hit me. Whoa. I don't get out anymore. What up, sis?
What's happening, little brother?
Okay, we can go with that.
I'm good.
We're
talking about
me.
You know that.
Oh, yeah. What you got me by, man?
52.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Anyway. How y'all doing today?
It's the Thursday, Friday edition
of Kale's Corner. Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I am so glad that I am of the working field, the working few that don't have to drive in rush hour traffic. Your boy had a situation to take care of today out by past Glen Burnie, I'm going to say. Almost in Baltimore. Wasn't quite in Baltimore, but near to it. I told the guy, I said, hey, man, I got to do my sports talk show today. I ain't trying to be out here, you know, fighting rush hour to get back home. Nah, Matt, you good. I got you, Matt. You good. You going to get back in time. Well, I want y'all to know your boy did it in 40 minutes. And I absolutely hate rush hour traffic, man. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Some of us are not built for it. Ding, 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 ding. I'm not. I am not built for
right.
it. I can't stand the bumper. The bumper, looking in the car beside me and dude laying down, or the female laying down in their seat so far, all you see is the top of the head. And I'm like, how are you driving? How can you see anything, you know? And I don't know how many times, T, I look across from me and the person beside me is on their cell phone. I'm like, yo, is this a law that the police just don't just let people go with or what? Because I keep my cell phone, both of them. One of them is in the holster. The other one is on standby, you know, just in case. And, you know, I just don't understand it. It's like, as dangerous as that is to me, you know, because an accident only takes 1 second of you not paying attention. and you in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how far you thought you saw that car, that other car away from you, things change quickly on the road. So while you're thinking you're safe, you're really not safe. So, you know.
Right.
That's right. I'm just saying, y'all. We got to be more careful. We got to tell our kids. We got kids that drive, you know, explain to them why that cell phone and whomever is trying to conversate or call them is not important when you're behind the wheel. Those people aren't important. That conversation is not important. Listen, we spent all of our lives before cell phones came along driving without actually communicating with other people, you know, and everything got handled. Everything was on point. If you was a little bit late getting to a phone, okay, guess what? They had plenty of pay phones for us to stop and make calls or whatever. You know, we found a way to get things done. And I'm here to say we gotta as a nation find a better way than using the cell phone while you're driving to get things done, to communicate. We gotta find a better way. We have to, y'all. Our lives depend on it. Our lives literally depend on it. And now, speaking of lives, I have to say happy birthday to my baby sis, Katina Deltree McLean Holmes. That's right. I ain't giving up the McLean to her name yet. McLean Holmes. And congratulations to my baby girl who will make me a pop pop times two. She is pregnant.
And
that is what I was so excited about Tuesday. But
yeah.
She was like, "Dad, you can't say anything. You can't say anything." And I'm like, "Well, why you tell me?"
Okay. No,
why
you
can't
tell
me that? Because I want to tell somebody. I got to say something to somebody. And she was like, "Okay, Dad, you can just say that my daughter gave me news that blessed my heart and leave it at that." I said, "Okay, I'll compromise.
Yeah.
I'll do that." And today she texted me and say, "Definitely pregnant."
Congratulations,
hey,
Tina.
Girl. Congratulations.
Hey, Keila. Hey, guys. I just want everybody online to know that Keila is expecting a little baby in 9 months, you guys. So we're going to have to wait for that. We're going to have to wait for that big old bundle of joy to come in 9 months. But she's on here.
Drink all the brown, all the white, wherever I go, Thursday night. Hey, I'm putting them drinks in the air.
Yeah.
Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, now, a healthy baby is the main want. It's really what we want. But we also want a boy. We want a boy.
Aww.
We want a boy, so yeah, yeah. Boys, send them boy vibes. Send them boy vibes. Kiki-boo, touch your stomach, baby. Touch your stomach, baby. Pop-pop, say boy.
I can't win.
That's what's coming.
Okay.
That's what's coming. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, I'm over the moon. You hear me? I'm over the moon. It's static. You know, man, can't nobody but the kids do this to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, and Keela be constantly sucker punching me, y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I get all teary-eyed and feeling like a bama, but I be telling her, you know, hey, Shawty, listen, Pop old now, man. You know what I mean? I'm emotional. I'm called Thomas, man. You know, I'm emotional on this thing,
right.
Yo. So, yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations, baby girl. Congratulations, DJ. You know, I'm not going to leave you out. You know, DJ, congratulations to you as well. You know, being
mm-hmm.
a father for the second time. You know, so good. So,
you
know what? Real quick. Exactly. Trace, you took the words right out of my mouth. With all of the nonsense going on today, with relationships and young people and everything, I am so glad that they have found a way to make what they have real and work. So, hey, hats off to you two. Write a book, because I know a couple of people older than y'all that need to read that chart and find out how you make this thing
right.
be what it be. You know what I mean? So, hey, congratulations, you two again. Zuri, you about to have a little brother, a little sister, baby girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like being a big sister.
What? Well, I mean, I don't know that per se.
Oh, well,
but I know.
I got a big sister, and I am a big sister.
Okay. Well, being an older sibling, yeah, ain't nothing like it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like it.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
That's
all right, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, every now and then, I'm going to drop a little congratulations to my baby girl this show. So just deal with it. But today we're going to discuss the latest happenings in the MLB, all of this second half, late season action they giving us. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. Records being matched and guys walking off and all type of stuff, you know. So we're going to discuss that. I figured today we'll on our NBA talk, we're going to go over the top 10 point guards, And understand, we're going to move through them, because last week I absolutely loved the way we did Lady T's picks. I absolutely love it, because we had time after the picks to talk football, to
mm-hmm.
express how we felt. So we're going to do week four Lady T's picks right after the top 10 point guards. And then we're going to go over the most interesting games in your opinion for week four, you know. You know, I wanna hear everybody's opinion, and I see 57. I know Trees, myself. We represent three different teams, so
right.
I need some of you other guys to come in. I believe that's Cap 2, so it's 14.
We got Tang. That's five.
Tang, that's five. You
mm-hmm.
know. Tang, now this week's gonna be a personal conversation.
I know you hated to say that.
No. Hey, because I love my brother, you know what I mean? It's just football.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't nothing personal. Ain't nothing personal. Yeah, talk about.
No. I do.
But, yeah, Tanya and I are going to have a personal conversation this week with everybody.
You
think
I don't know?
It's going to be personal with all y'all. Yeah, talk about.
I know that's right.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. All these topics and much more. Plus the comments and questions from our live in-studio guests and on Facebook Live with Lady T and the online corner crew. Yeah. Mama Betty, get the buttons right there. And we ain't nobody studying the Ravens. Ain't nobody studying you and your Ravens. So, yeah, y'all, let's have some fun, y'all. Let's have some fun. And 563-999-3782. Hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, man, we're going to have a good show today. And yeah, man, this is how I feel right now, and I want to tell you all.
Hey, Zeus in the area. DJ Kevin on the track. And guess what? We back again. Hey, I shine.
Hey, when I shine, you shine. When you shine, we shine. You know what I'm talking about? We're talking MLB baseball. We're going to congratulate Mike Trout for his 10 home runs in the month of September. We're going to congratulate Mike Trout for his 10 home runs in the month of September. Aaron Judge smashed his number 61 home run at 117.4 miles per hour versus the Blue Jays. So Aaron Judge has tied Roger Maris. He's passed the babe, and he's tied with Roger Maris for the number of 61 home runs during the season. C.J. Abrams, rookie with the Nationals, gets his first ever walk-off versus Atlanta, showing everybody his attitude. So, hey, congratulations to those guys. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing when the wealth and prosperity and good play is spread around the league, and it's not just with one team. You know what I mean? So, hey, congratulations to these guys. Treat, you got anything you want to say? Did I miss anything?
That was pretty good because Mike Trout, you remember back in, I think it was back in July, we was talking, he was out for the back injury. And we were saying we don't know if he's going to make it. Look at this. He never scored 10 home runs, and he out there playing like he never even had a back problem. So
okay,
he doing it.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Let's take a phone call. Hey.
Yes.
Brother Lou, what's happening, bro?
I'm okay.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard about what happened to me. Yeah, you heard
no.
about me last week, of course, right? No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I guess I didn't go into full-blown detail then. I came down with COVID last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lou.
And Thursday was the worst day. So there was no
way
to go with the call. There was no way possible.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt like I was dead at the door.
But you're much better. Are you over it? Next.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Well, great.
Good great. Job.
Great.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, did you get a chance to watch any baseball during your rehab from COVID?
Oh, well, there was this little thing with the baseball playing in Judge. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he was about to set a record. Well, he said sarcastically. Well, he tied the record last night, which we knew was going to happen. But I'll tell you,
right.
It took him long enough. 34 at bats between the last home run he hit and the one he hit last night. That's a long time. Even though it's only a week.
Yeah.
I know in actuality, okay, maybe not. But when you're trying to, you know, make a course in history, you know, it was a long wait.
Right.
Yeah,
well, hey,
but not for nothing. I think maybe the pitchers were, I think, kind of scared of pitching them because they're like, oh, I don't want to be the one to give up the home run to him. I got it. I'm smart. I got to try and, you know, curb these balls so he strikes out, or we can try and intentionally walk him. They were trying to find their own strategy so he would not hit the home run. Unfortunately, last night, it finally backfired. Now let's see if tomorrow he breaks the record.
Yeah.
The real record.
Well, if that 117 miles an hour is any indication, he still got some juice left in that bat to get that ball out of there. So, let's take another call.
Hey, Cap.
Hey, team. How's everybody? Hey, family. How's everybody?
Hey, Ed.
Hanging in there. Did you get a chance to see any of these amazing feats in baseball this week?
Man, anything got to do with the Yankees, I ain't really, nothing thrilling me, bro. Just be honest. I came up in the McGuire, Bonds, Sosa era in Palmeiro and Brady Anderson.
Oh, that.
Yeah, the juice, you know, the juice era. So
oh, yeah, the
this
juice,
is, this is boring. This is boring to me, bro.
Oh, come on, Cap.
How can
C.J. Abram, a rookie that was called up, hitting his first career walk-off single, be boring, man? That was something. I mean, for real, Nats fans really haven't had anything at all.
Yeah.
No, I like that. No, that was great. That part was good.
Okay.
The walk-off
by
Vlad Guerrero against the Yankees couple of days ago was good. The Orioles bombing the Sox the other day, that was good, but just the Yankee stuff I ain't really into, that's all.
I've never heard Cap say that about any sport, any team. So yeah, that has to be genuine.
Like?
Well, for years I was down with the Red Sox, now I'm just a free agent. I'm leaning towards the Mets because of Scherzer, but yeah, for years I followed the Red Sox. That's why I detest the Yankees, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, next on the line is the Yankee lover.
That's my man. I love you.
Hey, family. How y'all doing this evening? Thank you for bringing me in right after Cap, man. Well, Cap.
I love you.
When I started to like you, man.
I like you, bro.
No, I'm still with you, man. I'm loving everybody there except Major League. I'm telling you, first of all, I'm going to get on my soapbox for a second. But first of all, I want to say rest in heaven, Julio. Loved your music. And then I want to say, baseball, get off your hypocritical high horse. I'm glad that Judge got 61 home runs last night. But let's not forget that Barry Bonds got 73, and that's still the home run record.
Amen.
You don't want to put him in the Hall of Fame because you think he did steroids. While you got so many, there are certain eras in baseball. You got the racist era where you want to go back and pull Ty Cobb out of the Hall of Fame, who stood on second base and just screamed out the N-word. Do you want to pull him back?
Ooh.
You know, when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa was hitting home runs, back-to-back baseball profited from it. They built it up. They made all kinds of money for that season. Now that it's time to punish, you want to go back and not let these people into the World Series, I mean into the Hall of Fame. Get off your high horse. In their era, they were the best. Until he hit, someone hit 73, Barry Bonds is still the home run champ.
Yes,
give
sir.
It to him and leave that man alone.
Can I piggyback?
Thank y'all for listening to me on that.
Because, listen, 57, you're absolutely right. You absolutely are right. Yeah. And I say that, and they keep accusing this man with no receipts. Like, he went to the y'all, took him to court. He even went to court, and it was proven that he did nothing. So,
leaks.
They still won't let him in because of the stigma around it. So it's crazy. Like, you're right, 57. He got 73. You're right. I forgot. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
That was my point exactly.
Baseball
hit. Thank you, Lady T.
Baseball has all its eras. Gambling era, racist era, steroid era. You know, so you can't go back and just take these people out of the Hall of Fame. And then, you know, let this man go into the Hall of Fame. Leave Pete Rose alone. You've done come on, baseball. Stand up, step up to the plate.
With Pete Rose's situation, I can understand the where you're coming from and all of the naysayers and their opinion, but let's not forget that this man was great as a player and a manager. The dude was good, and he has this blemish on his record, and I'm not overlooking it. I wouldn't care if you made a certain segment of the hall for certain players or managers or whatever who may have had these blemishes, but at least put these men in.
Okay.
You can't take away the greatness of what they've done during their playing days or managing. Go ahead, Trish.
Maybe a different color jacket or something. Maybe you get those players a different jacket. Maybe a blue one or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they look questionable, but, you know, yeah, we let y'all in, but, you know, you're a little questionable. We give y'all a blue jacket instead of a gold jacket. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of being gold, they get a bronze one. I don't know. But let the people in that did good for the sport.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't dare try to give Barry Bonds that marked entry. Don't do that. Because you got, like the guy said, you have found no wrongdoing on his part. No wrongdoing.
That's right.
So
none.
To try to put him in as a marked man, I think that would be appalling. That would be appalling. And if I was Barry Bonds, you know what? I haven't accepted anything to this point, and I'm for damn sure not going to accept a marked entry. I'm not. No.
I don't think none of them would. They would be feeling a certain kind of way about that. I was just joking when I, you know, put it out there. But at some point, like you said, make a segment of the building for them or, you know, secretly put them in. And, I don't know, but they need to be in is what I'm getting
exactly.
at.
I mean, like 57 said, you made money off of these guys.
Yeah.
You made money off of their efforts, not to mention all the excitement and eyeballs that they brought to the sport. Because, I mean, come on, y'all. Let's face it for real, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I have been talking to the younger generation about baseball, and they would bring up Pujols. They would bring up not Pujols. Excuse me. They would bring up McGuire and all these guys, and they would say, "We don't know about Barry Bonds, but great player nonetheless." So these dudes are getting more attention than the straight and narrow guys, or so-called straight and narrow guys, because we all know a dirty urine is a matter of how early you get the warning. Seriously. It's all about how quick you get the warning. So you're going to bring these guys in, but you're looking down on the guys who you know, may have had a slight injury, and the only way that they saw themselves being able to clear and continue to play the game. And I'm not excusing it, because cheating is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating is cheating.
Yeah.
But hey,
it is cheating.
You cannot take away, you can't take away the good things that these guys did. You can't. You can't.
Right.
You
I
can't.
Agree.
Like 57 just said, until someone hits 73, Roger Maris, great record. Babe Ruth, terrific record. But until we see someone hit 73, Barry Bonds is the MLB home run leader. Just that simple.
But would you put an asterisk on your record?
Yeah, I know that.
I don't care.
All right, okay.
But no, hell no. Because nothing asterisk worthy has been proven when it comes to Barry Bonds.
Exactly. You could put the
asterisk
around Pete and all the rest of them, Brian, Ryan, and all them. You could put an asterisk by their name. It was proven.
Right.
With Barry Bonds,
right.
It was never, ever proven. Even if he did do it, it was never proven that he
never
did it.
Never proven.
He,
all they're going by is the fact that
the media, he didn't
got
get along
bigger. Thank
right.
you, Scott.
Right.
So they,
right.
this is their
right.
get back. Just like the T.O. thing, they tried it, but they couldn't win. T.O. didn't get along, you know, they didn't get along with the media. So you see how they made T.O. wait a little bit. That's all it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's
if
why
they
T.O.
can't
really
Willie
mean,
lynch
that's
you.
Why they put that rule in there now. Because when they did put T.O. in, he didn't even show up. You know what I mean? Like, he was somewhere else doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. So now they put a rule in, you have to be there.
Yep.
Like, for what? Why do I have to be there?
Because they want to control everything, man. You know that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Man, this show is real. Y'all get real today.
Hey, Cap, cut that out, man.
Hey, but look. Well, look. Right here is where we make that turn. Come on, 007.
Yep,
come
here
on,
we go.
Come on, 007.
What it do, everybody?
What up, 00?
Hey.
I ain't none. I'm excited for Hear Them Words. See you later. CJ Abrams hitting that home run yesterday. Although we got 54 wins of the season. But just to hear that word, see you later. It was just
exciting.
A feel-good story for that rookie, you know, to hit that home run. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the dude Judge for a 51 home run. Not only that, it's very courageous for him, you know, saying to give the baseball to his mom. That's touching right there. I mean, I could imagine if I hit a home run, I would have gave the ball to my mom's too. That's much love right there.
But did you see the fan gave him the ball back when he did the 60th? The fan freely just gave him the ball back. He didn't even want no money for it.
Yeah, that's
great.
Ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And overall for the Yankees being the playoffs, hopefully going deep in the postseason, that's best for business. And I'm going to end it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's certain teams with every sport. When they do good, their sport does good. Their sport is more interesting. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, where everybody knows the Yankees, and everybody knows the Yankees have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, payroll in MLB. So people start their conversations out with that when they're talking Yankees. So with 007, you're absolutely correct. When the Yankees go far, baseball conversation go far. And I'm not understand what I'm saying. It's everywhere when the Yankees go far. When Cleveland goes far, it's a lot of talk in Cleveland, a little bit of talk and speculation everywhere else. But when the Yankees go far, it's talk in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all the way down the eastern seaboard. All you hear is Yankee, 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 Yankee. So, yeah.
Japan, China, even Japan.
Japan.
Right. Let's take another call. Let's take another call, my man. Big bro.
Okay.
What it do, bro?
Hey, Tang.
Big bro. What it do? Karis Corner family. Much love and respect. What's up, Mr.
What it do?
Hey, Tang.
We can be folk.
What's up, bro?
We can be folk. We can be folk today, tomorrow.
Sunday, you might not want to talk to me.
You might not want to talk to me.
But what's so crazy? But our team, that ball could bounce crazy just like that too. I ain't lying.
Hey, you know what?
It could go.
Don't make me sick when he do that. Stop talking logical. That ball really good.
Hey, bro. Tell everybody what I hear that. I knew you was going to say that.
Come on,
that's the truth, man. Our two teams are so crazy when they play each other, man. Like how y'all look so terrible right now, and y'all can just look like stars when y'all come down there. I'm serious.
Look who we beat when we went 1-15.
It was y'all.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
The rivalry always going to be there. Because, you know, we came from OG school. We was up in the 80s and all that to watch all of them get them Super Bowls. Into these last decades, we seen them fall down. So the rivalry always going to be there with us. But it's just that, I don't know what might happen.
Be careful, Cam. Be careful. There are thieves in the temple, baby. Thieves in the temple. Watch out.
Okay. 57. He don't know.
Yeah. He don't know.
Come on, man. Baseball.
Yeah, because when I got on the corner, man, it sounded like I was trying to figure out what was going on, but I understood what y'all were talking about. I guess y'all were saying something. Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna need you to pay attention, sir, because when you get on, you and your son. When y'all get on, y'all acting like y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. Like, are y'all listening in the beginning, sir?
Ms. T, I was going to start talking about baseball, but I had started getting football questions asked to me.
Oh, you got it.
Off the
got
break.
You.
Off
okay.
The T, hey, Tank, they got to understand that Washington and Dallas dynamic, man. You know, as soon as we talk, especially when it's a week where we play each other, we just automatically go in. So that was
we're
going
to go right back to
you.
We're about to go to you.
Okay. I did want to say that. I agree with y'all. Barry Bonds still holding that record because the other night when I heard that, and I was like, oh, that's messed up. You're wrong. So I disagree with everything I was saying. I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't going to say no more on it.
Okay.
So we can.
Okay. I like your fallback. I like your fallback answer.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with you, big bro.
I love you, man.
All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. 563
All I do is this.
999-3782-563 999-3782. Come on, 57. Come on. Get it out.
Track and field is on during that time when and while they playing. Just want y'all to know if you need something exciting to watch, track and field is on that day, Sunday.
We just talking 3 seconds. Go ahead, bro. Oh,
yeah. I'm with this.
Hello?
And drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word. I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. When you defeat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog,
dope a dog,
I just devour, like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y.
Hey, Slim, I'm telling y'all, man, that battle right there made me want to be a rapper. Big Daddy King, he made me want to be a rapper, y'all. Hey, look, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Big Daddy, he had the delivery, he was smooth with it, and he was cool, you know. He was our version of Coke 45. You know what I'm talking about? The rap version, you know? So, yeah, that band really made me want. He inspired me to pick up a microphone. Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm talking about? All right, y'all.
Yeah. He was cool.
Darius, hey, somebody tap Darius on the shoulder and let him know that I will be coming to him on this topic, okay? We're talking the top 10 point guards in the NBA. Top 10 point guards. We have number one, Luka Doncic. Number two, Stephen Curry. Number three, Ja Morant. Number four, Trae Young. Number five, Darius Garland. Number six, Kyrie Irving. Number seven, Damian Leonard. Number eight, LaMelo Ball. Number nine, Chris Paul. And rounding our number 10 is none other than James Harden.
Yeah. Horrible.
Wow. Right.
Horrible.
Okay.
Oh, I like that list.
Okay, Cap. Cap, you go first. You can go
first.
Go ahead, Cap. Yeah.
First of all, the guy you said that was number one, they can't be serious. They must only be looking at the sports. They're only looking at the Sports Center clips. You talking about what's his name? Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
Right,
bro. Yeah. He dribbles the ball like 56 times, man, before he even passes it. If he passes it, how the heck can he be the number one point guard? They got to stop. My nephew Jalen Brunson played with him his first 3 years, and when every time Luka went out, my nephew's average went up about 10 points. Luka ain't no point guard, bruh. He get buckets. I give you that. If he's scoring guard, he's up there. But he ain't no point guard, man. Mm-hmm. The point guard distributes, bruh.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I ain't even gonna lie. When I looked at this list and I saw Luka Doncic, I said, oh, this junk gotta come to the corner. I gotta bring this to the corner. Because I know he got some people against this junk. You know what I mean?
They trip.
Yeah. Come on, Darius.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, what's up, D?
I don't agree with that list either, man. Throw it in the trash.
What do you not agree
with?
Can you
go down the list one more time for me?
Okay, number one, Luka. Number two, Stephen. Number three, Ja. Number four, Trey. Number five, Darius. Number six, Kyrie. Number seven, Damian. Number eight, LaMelo. Number nine, Chris Paul, of course. And number 10, James Harden.
Oh, my man didn't even make it.
Who's that?
My man didn't make it.
That list beyond garbage. That list beyond
it
garbage.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go get that list from.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was smoking that dipper before they made that list.
Yeah, that's
the point guard with Chicago. What's the point guard? What's the point guard?
Y'all forgot he was on, right?
Yeah.
What's the point guard with Chicago Trees? What's his name? DeRozan, right?
LaVine and Rosen?
Nah, Lonzo Ball is y'all point guard.
Yeah, Ball.
I mean,
Ball and Caruso.
Ball, they're now.
Yeah.
And Caruso.
But
yeah. Yep.
Okay. Say that again, Ma.
What happened to DeRozan? Why he ain't make it?
Shooting guard. Gotcha.
He's a
2 and a 3.
Yeah,
he a
2. 2 or 3,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But
how could Kyrie be so low?
Also, I think, yeah, on top of it also, I ain't hit Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons in Detroit, we seen what he did to Trae Young. In the playoffs, we seen what he did to Trae Young.
Yeah.
I need to know who's making these lists. They need to sign it. It need to be a signature somewhere on these lists.
What you're missing is what you're doing right now, what we're doing here on the corner, is why these lists are made up as they are. It's just
right.
It's why they make these lists up like they do, for us to have discussion about it. I'm with everybody. Luka Doncic is in order to be a point guard to me, you have to average a certain amount of assists.
Right.
You know.
I wouldn't be able to say that about Luka because he do average a high number of assists, though. He do his assist number is high, so you probably wouldn't want to say that about Luka.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's not it. The qualifier is because he just got, you know, if 5 seconds on the shot clock and he's swinging over in the corner to somebody and they hit the shot, you know, I mean, 6-7 times, somebody's hot, then it's looking like he shots the pass, you know, pass the shot ratio, stuff like that to me.
Yeah.
Let me add this. When Ben Simmons was playing, the two years in a row, he had led the league in getting the percentages open, like open shots, your openness on your three-pointers. He was the furthest. Nobody was nowhere close to Ben Simmons in that category, getting wide open shooting on the three. So if you're talking point guard, This is what – those are the type of stats I look at when you talk point guard.
Facts.
Yeah, but whoever else making it up, they just throwing it out. I think it's a popularity popularity to get on the – how big your name is.
Exactly.
They love pushing European players also.
Yes, sir. That's what the game changed into.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask a question.
These lists are not about what you actually do. It's about the name that's most mentioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we hear Luka Doncic's name, especially during the game. You know, sport, Luka did it again. The great Luka. And, you know, so that's what this is about. That's what these lists are about. Because for real, Steph Curry should never be behind Luka Doncic in any game.
Never.
And that's
never.
Just real.
Right.
That's just real.
You know?
Chris
Paul,
number 9 or 8. Wow.
Exactly.
Not Chris Paul either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would even consider Luka a point guard. I would even put him on the list.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. He's too slow to be a point guard. He wouldn't even be on my list.
Yeah.
30 shots.
He need to be on the list with DeRozan and them.
Shooting guard. He's a shooting guard.
It's like we all say, you know, They're force feeding Luka to us. They want Luka to be a Steve Nash,
the great white hope,
or John Stockton. You know what I mean? If you think about basketball, every era of basketball has had that player. You know what I mean?
He want to be he want to be the player that everybody talks about. He want to be that player.
The league wants him. The league wants him to be.
He's gonna have to come with way more than what he's coming with. Then he's gonna have to bring a lot more than what he's coming with, because a lot of times I see him playing, and he is a good player. I'm not gonna take nothing away from him. He is a good player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes, sometimes on defense, he's not doing a thing. Like, he don't even want them to throw him the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's moving his hand back and all that. Like, you're going to have to bring the whole thing, like the whole enchilada, if you want to be the – if they want to keep pushing him to be the face of right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That reminds me of this year's playoffs. And Luka, his man received the ball, and Luka acted like his back, his ankle, he just acted like he was in pain in all these places. Soon as the ball switched sides and they were on the offensive end,
he was ill. He got healed.
I said, oh my goodness. That man was like the Holy Ghost on that court. That man got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He all right now. How did he do that?
Yeah.
You know? But, hey.
Dallas runs the slowest, fast break I ever seen in my life.
Ever.
Everybody down the court waiting on him to get down there.
Right. But you know, that's what make his game so tight, though. Because he got that slow game. Ain't nobody keeping up with him. I'm telling you. That's what make his game tight.
Right.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
Slow game.
Hey.
That's what make him him. That's what make him Luka. I'm telling you.
Maybe as a shooting guard, bro, I have to disagree with you this time.
No, I'm just talking about his all-around game, him slow. Because even when he gets you in the paint, he got footwork and his post move, but he got his own speed, man. His speed is different from all of them. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
But that's what makes him him. I'm telling you. But I'm just talking about his game.
And on top of that, every point guard has their own tempo. He ain't got to be the fastest. He's running at his own pace. It's a tempo game also. Yeah.
Nephew, I don't mean no harm, but I know you love Luka. I already know that.
You run to his defense all the time.
I know.
But I don't think he's the number. You say number one?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everybody? Nah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't let him cross over like that. That easy.
Then he put DeJounte Murray. He used to run the one with the Spurs, and now he's going to Atlanta. Yeah, now he went to Atlanta, so he probably run the two now.
Yep.
That's another name.
And what about Trae Young?
He was on.
And
the
that's Trae Young. What happened to him?
Trae on
Trae Young.
Oh, Trae Young. Okay, my bad, Kale.
Oh,
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
my bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he on that.
But you missing out a guy like a Drew Holiday. I thought Drew Holiday would stop a lot of these guys. I would really take Drew Holiday over a lot of these guys.
30, bro. 30.
Come with it, bro. Come with it. There you go.
And the thing about it, Drew Holiday is, I mean, he's had his games where he was a little off or whatever, but for the most part, they can depend on Drew Holiday.
Everywhere he went, every team he went to.
He
guess what the missing piece was for Milwaukee? Guess what the missing piece was for Milwaukee to win the chip?
Yeah, I like the fact that he doesn't mind going inside as a point guard. He doesn't mind going inside. I love that.
Remember, they ain't won the chip.
And on top of that,
They said all these players, they had asked all the point guards, all the players, who is the hardest defender? And all these guys said Drew Holiday.
Yep.
All of them. Ooh. They was naming Drew Holiday. So I was, and then you got to see what he do offensively. He still runs the team. He don't just go out there and let Giannis do his thing. He still runs that team also. He's a back piece.
Yep.
Facts.
Yeah, true that.
He a true captain on that team.
And runs it well. But again, like I said, name a place that Drew Holiday has been that wasn't his MO. That he didn't get down like that. He got down like that everywhere he's played. You know? Some dudes just bring it. I'm questioning the fact if Luka Doncic wasn't with Dallas, do we think he get the same recognition that he gets in Dallas? I don't think he would.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes, simply because he was a big name in Europe when he was playing overseas. He was big deal.
I feel like anywhere he was gonna have
that star power. But Mark, you can say that.
And I take that back because they're basically spoon feeding him to us. So wherever they go, they'll spoon feed him, and depending on the team, will make the size of the spoon relevant. You know what I mean? Because they're definitely. Come on, Lou. What'd you say, Lou? I gotta run.
But I'll be back. I'll
talk next week.
Good night.
Okay. All right, bro. Take it easy.
Hope you feel
better.
All right. Take care of yourself,
Lou. Yeah. All right, Lou. Talk to you Saturday.
Come on, Tank. Was that you, Tank? Hey, look. Yeah, I was getting ready to say, just imagine if he was on another team, like with somebody that is another star that would carry that ball. Man, he would be terrible, man. If he didn't have to have the ball. See, he keeps the ball in his hand the whole time when he out there. If he don't have to have the ball in his hand the whole time. No. I feel you. But when that's cool too. But if he don't have to have the ball in his hand the whole time, he would be deadly. Now, that 3-point line will get tore up just like Curry do it. I'm being honest, Joe.
I can agree with that.
But he's on a team where he can do that. He just don't trust them. And to some extent on his part, I don't blame him. Because when he gives you the ball, y'all fumbling. Y'all ain't making it in the hoop. Y'all ain't doing what you're supposed to do. I mean, it's just a lot of fumbling the ball once he do give it to you. So now he feel like, let me just do it myself. Which ain't the answer all the time. You still got to trust them. Even though they fumbling the ball, you still got to trust them.
Just like everybody got that Batman and Robin. He don't have that at all. He don't have another player that's going to go out there and just flat out give you 20. He don't have that.
But that's because he's not trusting the people that's around him. You don't know what they can do. They can't do it.
Consistently and everything.
One at a time. Listen,
people in the NBA, dog, they're in the NBA because they can cheat. They've proven their skill set to be better than everyone else's. And if Luka never pushes those buttons as a leader to bring out the best in those players, it's unfair for us to say that they can't do it. They're not given the opportunity.
But we all just said when they're given the opportunity, they don't shine. That's why he do it.
Wait, so Tim Hardaway is all right?
Go both ways.
Yeah.
But he got to keep going. I mean, until they get rid of the people on the team, Tank, until they get rid of the people on the team, what's going to make them better is to keep doing it. They're not going to – listen,
no.
They, at some point, they're going to stop fumbling the ball. That's like the people who fumble in the NFL, like the guys who used to fumble all the time. What they do,
they carry the ball around all the time.
It's something that you got to work on. And if they don't work on it, I don't know what to say about it.
We're all in agreement. Tim Hardaway couldn't be a 20-point-a-game player. I think Tim Hardaway is better.
If he's healthy, he's not anybody. Health isn't anybody's thing.
What I'm saying is, are we saying that Tim Hardaway couldn't be a guaranteed 20 points a game player if given the opportunity?
He's been in the league for over 9 years and he hasn't. I'm gonna just say that. And he hasn't.
That time is past.
But most of his role's been coming off the bench. That's why.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. So he never going to score 20.
Well, he has an opportunity now as a starter.
Yeah. I wouldn't say never.
And like I said, if he stay healthy as a starter, he will get it.
But I don't think he's gonna get it.
Help on
but everybody. I understand. If a guy like J.R. Smith couldn't go out there and do it, why we think a Tim Hardaway Jr. could do it?
I'm gonna tell you.
I said they don't have that many weapons. He should be able to do it. Is what I'm saying. If he like you say, healthy and knock down that open J. Because he'll never be double-teamed.
Yeah, you're right. He'll never be double-teamed. They ain't worried about him at all.
All right. Hey, y'all, good discussion on that one. We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. When we come back,
Here we go. Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got to run and go. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look. Ain't ready. Tasting the bubble. Got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't watch them. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive. It's alive. Your head spins. Stop throwing that one way. So that dead end. Put the yellow. Better bring some water, kick gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here we go.
What's up, Lady T?
Yes, here we go. Lady T's picks. Here we go. All right, guys. Congratulations again, Keela Boo. I had to say that one more time. All right.
Not Keela Boo.
All right, guys. So we're going to do this quick like we did the last time so we have plenty enough time to talk. So listen, guys, if you're in, just say I'm in and mute yourself, okay? 57.
Yeah.
Okay. Mute yourself. I know Kill, Lady T, Tang, you're in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cap?
Yes, I'm in. I'm about to switch phones. I'm in. I'm going to hang up and call back.
Okay. But you in. Gotcha.
Yes.
007.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Who else on the phone?
I'm in, Mom.
Huh? Reese. I got Reese already.
Okay.
So what we have is Kale. Oh, D. Got you. Darius. Okay. So I got Kale, Lady T, Tang, Reese, 7, 007, Darius, and Cap.
Hey, can I say something?
Mom Betty said she's
you
not
notice Cap switched phones.
She's not feeling too good. Huh?
You notice every time we go to the bets, every time we go to the pick'ems, Cap got to switch phones. He got to go to the bet phone. Watch it. Just watch it.
I ain't saying nothing. So listen, let me tell y'all, we only got one rule. Okay? This is the rule. If you're playing for the money, your $5 to dollar sign MAMABOSS, the number 5, that is my Cash App. So your $5 Cash App payment needs to be in before kickoff tonight between the Bengals and the Dolphins. Kickoff, and I don't have your $5, you're not playing for the money. You're just playing just to be playing, okay? That is the only rule that we have here, okay? All right. Now that we got that out of the way, let's start with the Cap call back. We're going to start with Darius.
Miami.
Dolphins, Bengals. This is the Thursday, tonight's game, you guys. Tonight game. Dolphins
Miami
versus
for me.
Bengals. Miami, okay.
Miami, yeah.
I got you, Darius. 007, and mute your phone after you say your pick, please.
007. All right. I'm going with Bengals. Bengals at home.
Gotcha. 57.
Miami.
Cap.
Got to go with the Bengals at home.
Tang.
Cincinnati.
Reese.
Dolphins.
Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Bengals as well. All right, you guys. That was really good. Vikings versus the Saints, you guys. Vikings versus the Saints. We are playing this game in New Orleans. Vikings versus the Saints.
Nah.
Come on, Tang.
Nah,
go off the water.
London.
What happened?
In London. This game is
in
London.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry. And it's wrote right down here on my paper, too. London. London game, yep. I'm sorry, guys.
9 o'clock Sunday morning. 9 o'clock
game,
morning,
guys. This is the 9:30 game, I think. 9:30 game. 9:30 game, Tang. This is London. Vikings versus the Saints. Thank you guys for correcting me. I appreciate that.
I'm going with the Saints.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
The Vikings.
Kale.
Michael.
I'm going Saints. Cap.
Vikings. Saints don't have enough offense.
Come on, Darius.
Vikings.
007. Somebody need to mute their phone. 007. Unmute. Come on, 57.
Oh, Vikings.
All right, the next one, Seahawks versus the Lions. Seahawks versus the Lions, you guys. Let's start with Reese. Come on, Reese.
The Lions.
Come on, 57.
Lions.
Darius.
Lions.
Lions blow out.
Tang.
Lions.
Kale.
Lions.
I'm going Lions. 007.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lions myself.
Okay, so you miss the Vikings and the Saints. Where are you taking?
Oh, I'm going with Cousins and them. Vikings.
All right. All right, you guys, let's keep it rolling. Jets versus the Steelers. Come on, 57. Jets-Steelers.
Steelers, baby.
Come on, 007.
Steelers.
There you
go.
Jets.
Come on, nephew.
Cat.
Ain't
come on,
this is not good.
Come on, Cat.
I'll go with I'm gonna go with the Jets.
Come on, Tay.
Pittsburgh, a young dude coming in this week.
Come on, Reese.
Steelers.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Jets.
Bears versus the Giants, you guys. Bears versus the Giants. Come on, Darius.
Damn. Give me the Giants.
007.
Bears.
Cap.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go with I'll go with the Giants running game.
Come on, 57.
The Bears.
Come on, Tang.
Bears.
I'm going Bears. Come on, Reese.
Bears.
Kale.
Bears. No. Giants. I'm sorry, Giants.
Messing my paper up.
Girl, Giants.
Okay. Titans, this is a division game, you guys. This is a division game. So you know it's going to be good, and it counts. Titans versus the Colts. Titans versus the Colts. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Dang, I knew you would.
Colts.
I'm going to roll with the Colts, man.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Titans, where they playing at?
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans.
They're playing on Titans.
No, they're playing in Indianapolis.
They're playing in Indianapolis.
Yeah. No, I'm just joking around. I'm joking.
Oh, okay. You said you still want the Titans, Tang?
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
Titans.
Come on.
Hey, Reese, you bam.
Who is that? There
you bamming out, Reese.
Give me Tennessee.
Tennessee. Come on, Cap.
Must win for Tennessee.
Come on, 007.
Colts.
57.
Colts.
All right, you guys. That was great. I'm going Tennessee. I forgot mine. I'm sorry. I'm going Tennessee. Chargers versus the Texans, you guys. Chargers versus the Texans. This game is in Houston. Okay? Dallas. I should say Texas. Some part over there. Come on, Tang. Start us out.
Herb is still hurt, ain't he?
Huh?
Herb. He's going to be hurt.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
He?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Chargers. I'm sticking with the Chargers, though. I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
I'm sorry. Who's the Chargers playing?
Texans.
Oh, Chargers.
Come on, Darius.
Chargers.
Come on, Reed.
Chargers.
Tail.
Can I pick both of them, yeah? I'm gonna go ahead and run with the Chargers, man.
Hey, he want a box of sis. He want a combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Chargers too. Who I miss? Come on, 57.
Chargers must win.
You ain't lying. Must win. Come on, 007.
First win for the Texans.
Ooh.
I like your pick,
Scarlett.
That was a good pick.
Me too.
I like it too. Yes. And watch Forrest Gump win that jump.
Yeah. Browns versus the Falcons. Browns versus the Falcons. This game is in Atlanta. Come on, Reese.
Browns.
I'm going with the Browns.
Come on,
007.
What's that
on
you,
boy? Going with the Falcons.
Darius.
Browns.
Come on, 57.
Browns.
Kane.
ATL.
Come on, Kale.
Browns.
I'm going Browns, but I might change it, so I got to start beside it before we get off this phone. Now, this division game right here, I know it's going to start up a whole bunch of noise and confusion, but listen, guys, we got a whole bunch more to go. So just say your pick, and that's it, please. Because this is going to be one of the ones we talk about for real. Commanders versus the Cowboys. I'm going first. I'm going Cowboys. Come on, Kale.
Washington football team.
Oh, that's Commanders.
Say it with your chest.
Right.
You
know, come on, Shane.
I'm going with the boys.
I can't say it, bro.
Come on, Reed.
Washington.
Come on, Kat.
Man. I'm going with the Commanders. Must win. Must win.
Yeah.
Come on, Darius.
Give me Cowboys by 50.
Ooh. Hold it, y'all.
Let me get the point. If that's true,
that's right. 007.
If I have to feel miserable again on Monday, I have to. I'm taking the Cowboys.
Okay.
Boy.
Come on, 57. Come on, 50. Y'all hold it. Everybody write down what they want to say. 57. Is he asleep?
Yeah,
I was too big. There you go with the sleep joints. It ain't that soft.
Sorry.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, man.
Cowboys, baby. Cowboys, sis.
All right.
Cowboys.
Okay, I got you. All right, you guys. We got to move it. Jaguars, Eagles, you guys. Jaguars, Eagles. Let's go. Come on, 007.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Kane.
Jags.
Reese.
Jags, kind of.
Jaguars.
Kale.
Eagles.
Come on, Cat.
Philly, Philly.
There he is.
Give me Eagles.
57.
I'm going with the Buzzards.
I'm going Eagles. Bills, Ravens. Bills, Ravens, you guys. I'm sorry, this one I'm going Ravens. Come on, Cat.
Ravens. Lamar is crazy.
Darius.
Nemo.
57.
Ravens.
007.
Bills.
Payne.
Bills.
Reese.
Ravens.
Kim.
Going with the Bills.
All right, you guys. Cardinals versus the Panthers. Cardinals versus the Panthers. Come on, Darius.
Who versus who? I thought you heard the Panthers. You say who? Who else?
Cardinals versus the Panthers.
Cardinals versus
Calipari.
The Panthers. Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, they need to win. Come on, Cat.
I'm going to go Cardinals.
007.
Panthers.
Carolina.
Kane.
Cardinals.
Kale.
Carolina.
I'm going Panthers. I should go Cards, but Reese.
Cardinals.
You say who?
Yes, the Cardinals.
Cardinals. All right, you guys. Broncos versus the Ravens. This is a division game. Must win. For the Raiders, must win for them. They are 0-3. All right, who want to start us off? Come on, 007.
I choose the Raiders. Get their first win season.
Come on, Reese.
Broncos.
Kane.
Raiders.
Kale.
Yeah, I'm going with the black and silver.
Come on, 57.
Raiders.
Come on, Darius.
I'm going to go Raiders. Last time I'm going with them.
Me, okay. Come on, Cap.
There's no way the NFL going to let the Raiders lose. Raiders.
Yeah. How about that?
I'm going. Where'd I go? I'm going Raiders. Even though I should be going Broncos. Patriots versus the Packers, you guys. Patriots versus the Packers. I'm going Packers. Tang. Patriots and Packers. Tang.
Packers. My bad.
I was going to say, take yourself off. He's screaming to the top of his lungs, y'all. See, I should have heard him. Reese.
Packers.
Come Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, because I think Mac Jones hurt. Come on, Darius.
Packers.
Cap.
Packers. Brian Hoyer is starting for the other team.
Yeah. Devin O'Sullivan.
No, sir. I'm going with the Packers. Thank you for that info. Packers. I mean, yeah, the Packers.
Come on, 57. Brian Hoyer.
Cheesecake Factory. Packers.
Sunday night game, y'all. Sunday night game. Chiefs versus the Bucks. Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
007.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Come on, Darius.
I'm going with number one defense in football, the Bucks. Let's get it.
Cap.
I'm going with the Chiefs on this one.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Bucks.
Reese.
The Bucks.
Kale.
Going with the Bucks. No.
Well, yeah, I know
I'm
going with
the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm sorry.
I'm about to write my paper.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay, so did y'all hear my pick? Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night football. Monday night football. This is a division game, you guys. This is a division game. I'm going to start with Reese. Come on, Reese. Rams versus the 49ers. Rams versus the 49ers. When I need a school.
Rams win 21-14.
You can't do the mic real loud on that one, Reese. Like, come on. Oh, okay. Come on, Kat. Rams versus the 49ers. And I need a school.
Rams 28.
Mm-hmm.
Niners
27. Okay. Come on, Darius.
I'm going to say Rams 35-10.
Come on, 007.
I'm going with the 49ers. And the final score is 23-20.
Okay. Come on, 57.
30-23, 49ers.
30-23.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got you. Kale.
I'm going to go Rams 24, 49ers 17.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Going with the 49ers. 19-17.
Well, I'm going 49ers, of course, and I'm going 21-20. You guys, listen. If you're playing the game, again, I just want to let you guys know before we go to a quick break. Listen. If you guys want to play the game, it's $5 every week. Cash App it to me, $MAMABOSS, the number 5. Whoever wins, the money gets transferred, okay? That's how we do that, okay? So if you guys want to play, I need the $5 before kickoff tonight, you guys. Before kickoff tonight, and tonight, what is it, 8 o'clock? So I need the money in before then, okay? So good luck to everybody, and just know that I am the reigning champion for 2 weeks in a row.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I am who y'all are trying to beat, okay? Just know that. I am.
I'm sorry I took you. Changed my name on my. I don't want the 49ers
now. At this particular time, No, sir. It's no more changing. It's done. So
it ain't kick off yet.
At this particular time, sir, the number here is 563-999-3782. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You'll be my power winner.
Before we get into the other NFL talk, more has come out with Brett Favre.
Yes. Thank God.
And thank the NFL for actually showing this and tracking the news for what it is. Not only the $5 million that Brett stole, not only the over a million plus in speaking appearances, which he never showed up for. It was allegedly stated that there has been over $143,000 that Brett Favre also stole to put in for this Volleyball Coliseum. So the stories are coming out. The stories are coming out, and I hope they report this with the same intensity and fervor that we have heard reports say about Michael Vick and the dog fighting. And you know what? A friend of mine said to me, the reason Michael Vick and all these guys and Colin Kaepernick were stories that they were because they were still playing. Well, I say to him, and I said to him, what about Warren Sapp? Because we heard about Warren Sapp every single day. And this man was retired. This man had already been accepted into the Hall of Fame, but we heard about him and his involvement in what America calls the oldest profession in the world. But we heard about it, and they reported it. Report everything on Brett Favre. Report everything on Brett Favre. That's all I'm asking, and I'm going to leave that alone.
Exactly.
Please, you got to get
AKA
you
the welfare queen.
Exactly. No, that's what I wanted to say. Like, you took money from the poorest city. I mean, they ain't even got no water. You know what I mean? Like, how? It was so many other things got so much more. They talked about Kwame more than they talked about this. And he ain't even played in the league in 20 years. That was more of a story than this Brett Favre stealing all his money, not of showing up for these appearances. The red power at ease, I guess. I hate to call it white privilege because they not white, they just red. So I call them red privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's fair, and I don't like it. Pineapple.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that right there.
You guys, anybody want to address this topic?
Yeah, also quickly, when Michael Irvin was dealing with his drug demons,
He was not playing currently. And they went in on Michael Irvin.
Yes,
every police stop, paraphernalia in the vehicle. They went on and on. The Me Too movement. The Me Too movement with Warren Sapp, Donovan McNabb, Marshall Faulk. Y'all remember that one, do you? When the one of the interns yelled something, and they you ain't seen them on TV since. You ain't seen them on TV since.
Isn't that terrible?
It'd be
so sad. Like especially, don't get me wrong, man. If you out here doing some disgusting things to women, you should be punished for that. But for these women that's putting these false allegations on people, and then to come back and say, I lied, it wasn't as much as I thought it was, or it wasn't as serious as I, you need to be punished for that.
You're messing up NFL players' livelihoods when you do that.
Nobody should be blamed.
You know, when
for
you
that.
Go to jail, all that.
Let's just take the stigma of saying NFL and basketball. Nobody should be accused of wrongdoing, period. If my job at the correctional office, when I work, don't accuse me of doing something that I did not do. That is terrible. So many levels. But if it's true, you need to be punished.
And you know what? I know we're past basketball, but let me say this.
Sure.
Slim. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first heard this, I was with Udoka. But now that more has come out, and it wasn't just one girl, it wasn't just two girls, it was several women that he was having this an affair, an illicit affair with. And they're talking pregnancy. They're talking pregnancy with a couple of them. So, bruh.
Was it consensual?
Come on.
Was it consensual?
Do what?
With all of them? Did he rape them?
Did he do anything out of the ordinary? No. The rape came out first.
They're talking about discussing with pregnancy.
Well, let me say this.
I got you.
When you're working a job and someone is in a position of authority over you, it doesn't have to be rape. That's wrongdoing, period. And the fact
that he was over her. What is her position?
Office. Working in the office.
That's a higher
position in that organization. What I'm saying.
So you're
saying a secretary is a higher position than a head coach?
No, what I'm saying is he don't hire and fire different jurisdictions. That's different. Like, that's so totally different. Like, his job is for players. Like, if he was messing with a player or a coach's assistant, somebody that he got control over, then yes, I can understand that. But he is the secretary of somebody over there. You understand what I'm saying? Those are two different things.
Well, I guarantee you, he's related to somebody in the higher up. That's what the issue is.
Exactly.
I guarantee you.
That's really what's going on, Cap. One of the women were married to one of the is married to one of the guys in a higher up position.
The only one.
But let me tell you something. When you work for a company, the financial gratuity that you receive for your job puts you above people. No second.
And they sign off.
No second.
And they sign off on that too. No second.
Exactly. And they sign off on that. They sign off.
Can I
hear
this? So fired too? She's been fired too, right? I mean, she's been suspended too for a whole year. They're all being, everybody involved is being suspended, correct?
And that's something else.
I don't think they're doing anything to the woman.
Exactly. No comment.
But that's why
she's
a bandwagoner. That's why people are going to jump on the bandwagon and say, me too. Me too.
Exactly.
Me too. It happened to me too. It happened to me too over here. Hey, I've got kids. It happened
to
me too. Listen, if I was in that building, it happened to me too. Okay?
Can I say something this is why I've been kind of quiet.
Hold on 1 second, 57. Big boy, go ahead and make your point.
No, all I was going to say, I hear Reese when she hey, how you doing? I hear her when she say that he doesn't do the hire and fire for her, but he holds a position of influence in the organization. So even though he can't directly hire and fire her, he has influence in the organization to say, well, look, I'm not comfortable with her with the organization for whatever reason. And depending on the influence that he has, she's lost her job. Or she feels threatened, and I'm pretty sure that she knew that, which was, I'm not saying she ain't want to, I'm not saying she's totally innocent. All I'm saying is there were other circumstances involved. And like Kale was saying, when you fraternize in the business place, that's what you put yourself in risk of. That's what you put yourself at risk of, but that's my two cents.
I feel that.
Come on.
But I also feel.
Come on,
57. But let me.
We spent too much time getting upset about what that happened instead of looking at the injustice of it all. This guy, this thing was consensual with the Celtics. This was consensual, but he got suspended for a whole year. Where other players, even an owner of a football team, got caught in a brothel. Nothing happened. The justice that's dealt out is not fair, is not equal, and until we get changed to leaders at the top, it's never going to be equal. We shouldn't get so bent out of shape when we hear about it. We should just discuss it and see what we can do to make it better. But as long as the powers that be are still at the top, it ain't going to change.
Right. I can go with that. That's a good point. That's a definitely good point. Nothing. I was just gonna say that when you in like Big Boy was bringing to my attention, when you in a position like that, that can happen. But we dealing with he slept with the vice president's wife, right?
Mm.
So my thing is she. She knew the consequences. She knew everything, and even it being consensual, right? My thing is, she need to be punished too because you got the same. I don't know. You might have got the same contract that he got. Everybody get the same contract. You signed it saying no fraternization. So I'm just saying, let it be even across the board. Everybody, because she got influence too. HR, everybody know whoever work in HR or in the office can get somebody a job or can get somebody fired. So she got a little power. He got more. He definitely has more. But what I'm saying is they both have a little power to do things to other people. So my thing is if he's getting suspended, she needs to be suspended as well. And only reason why he's being suspended is because of who she is and who her husband is. Now, just the same thing with the trash man, Danny. She worked in the trash, no dog. Nobody ain't paying attention to that because that person ain't nobody of interest. This lady is somebody of interest. She is very important. So he has to be punished for that. That's all I was saying. And if he needs to be punished, she needs to be punished too. Because it's just looking one-sided. everything is, just, even though y'all saying he coming out, other people saying, you know, he got babies coming out this and the other, I would be pregnant too. I'm just letting y'all know. Me too. Over here, hey, don't forget me. Put me down in the lawsuit. Because it can't be proven. Well, now it can't be proven. That can't be proven.
Let me tell you. Actually, it can be proven because once you have a baby, blood tests will determine everything.
I'm not going to have mine.
You're going to have no choice.
I'm going to another state. You can't prove it. It wasn't his. So I'm just saying.
Even if you do that,
I know.
That carcass can still be tested for blood and DNA.
It's in a vacuum.
So
it's gone. No.
Okay. But listen, the point that I'm trying to get across is, you know, we all know the same. You never boot where you eat. You don't boot where you eat, man. For situations like this. I'm at work, and Cap, you can attest to this. There's attractive women walking around all day long. Tall, short, fat, the deaf, everything. But you know what? This is where I eat. This is where I get my money. Nah. Nothing she has is worth me trading in what I receive or what I have earlier a week. You know what I mean? It's not worth it to me. So I don't know what is going on or was going on in that Celtic organization, why this man felt the need to spread himself as he did, his loins, as he did. But let's hope that something is learned from this. Let's hope that he finds the necessary help.
Can I say something real fast about what you just said? The reason why he spread himself around like that, because the females was talking about him.
Mm.
Only reason why they coming out saying something now is because it's a big thing and they know they can get some money. The reason, man, you think all them girls ain't know he's burning them up? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's 2023. In four more months.
Okay.
Man, them girls were talking about that man putting that power on him, and that's what happened.
Yep. I want to see. They want to see. They want to see exactly what the power is.
Mm. Come on, man. Y'all,
and then
come on, man. All them girls.
He messed with the wrong one. The wrong one wanted to test the water. See, it was fine to him when he was burning them all up at the bottom of the barrel, but then that top one, he kept looking like, I
want to
test them waters too, girl. You think
he
did what?
Uh-huh. Somebody was telling her about it, and she threw herself out.
I'm about to go down there and take tea for myself.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Well,
he need to go to jail for being stupid. That's what he need to go to jail for. being suspended for being stupid.
The bottom line of this whole situation.
Messed up his money.
The conclusion of it will come. Sooner or later. I just hope all involved are punished equally. I really and truly do. I hope all involved are punished equally.
Is it worth your reputation though?
As my Washington football team gonna punish them cow bombs this year. Yes sir. Let's get it. Come on, Ty.
I'm training from the Browns to the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead.
I'll
make sure I let everybody know.
Tang, I'm going to say this. Cooper Rush, proud of you, bro. Three games, no losses, all victory. The buck stops here.
Yeah.
The buck stops here. And you said yourself something that has resonated with me.
Whenever
Dallas and Washington play
it's always a crazy affair. It is always a crazy affair. That season that y'all had 15 losses, we were the only team that you guys won against. Go figure. Go figure. Time, teams, seasons, Washington has been suffering and looking like trash. The Cowboys were the only team that we beat. So, hey, you know, get your popcorn. Sunday at 1.
Yes, indeed, baby.
Get it right.
They playing in our stadium Sunday because we don't win more games down there than we don't win up here. I hate to say it, but hey, it is what it is.
They're going to have 150 plus on y'all, man.
150 plus yards.
They're going to be lucky.
Y'all.
If they're 150
plus yards.
Huh? Three.
Neither one
of
y'all
going to
be invited to the dance.
We ain't talking about no dance right now. We talking about Sunday.
Yeah,
we got 17
more.
What
are
you trying to
do?
We talking about the game.
That is the game.
Both of us is going to the dance on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Right. I know. That's what I'm talking about. This y'all dance right here.
And we got another one.
The bad part about this is I can't get these last 5 minutes back, man.
We can't even get that time back. We ain't lying.
I can't get these 5 minutes back.
So I mean, it's better than talking about Pittsburgh or San Fran.
That's right.
We
ain't talking about the Seahawks. We ain't talking about the Seahawks.
Mitchell. Big boy don't like the Seahawks, man. That's
Big
boy.
Whoever.
That was Washington.
We already know Washington ain't going to win because 007 voted against him. He voted against his own team again.
Yes, he did.
The last time he done that, we won. The last
that
time
I
see
now, I know, right? Oh, my gracious.
I told y'all when we were saying earlier the show is going so good, it's on track, and I said here it's about to make that turn right now. When I said 007, hey, listen, I told 007, I said, man, we gonna fight before this season is over, bro. I see he coming. If he be saying some crazy, 007 be, I don't know where he be, man. He 007 be walking down Martin Luther King Avenue. Can you help a man get a sandwich or something? Man? I'm sorry to say. He be on his own.
You know, Marlboro Lane.
He be in Marlboro Lane, yeah.
He
be on Marlboro Lane.
Marlboro Lane.
No doubt. Real quick, another game. Y'all want to talk to Jags and Eagles or the Rams and 49ers? We really already went into the Bills and the Ravens. So Rams, 49ers, Jags and Eagles. Which one?
Rams, 49ers.
Jags and Eagles.
Rams and 49ers is going to be a better game.
You think
it
so?
Is.
If I think. It's going to be a better game.
I think the Jags and Eagles going to be a toss-up.
Not with the Eagles playing. And then,
we always beat the Rams. We always beat the Rams. But for some, I mean, you know, we got to make sure Jimmy on the same page as everybody else, even because he ain't took no snaps, he ain't been no he ain't did nothing. So even though he knows the scheme of it all, he still got to get in rhythm. You know what I'm saying? He still got to get in rhythm. So I'm looking forward to the breakout this week.
See y'all in the Super Bowl.
Danny Boy does not get a pass. Meemaw asking, does Danny Boy get a pass? Dan Snyder. since Edoko is whatever. But I think the Eagles are, you know, they for real. I think they're for real team. Or we just that damn sorry for real. Because the Eagles and not just against us. Not just against us. They've been good. They've been good in just about every game that they've played this season. The Rams and the 49ers, I picked the Rams. I picked the Rams, but I'm going to tell you guys, that was more just to mess with trees, for real.
I know.
I think the 49ers are going to put up a solid game at home. You know, coming home, they're going to lick their wounds. They're going to lick their wounds for suffering that 1-point loss last week.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get all of the 49ers and the Rams and Garoppolo, bruh. The end zone is only 10 yards wide, man. That white line in the back is out of bounds. Don't step on it. That's all I got to say.
So you try to go on my wait a minute. You try to go on my quarterback like that real fast, and like I wasn't going to respond.
No, I'm just telling the truth.
He was running for his life, man.
Go ahead, 57. Go ahead, 57. I'm gonna let that one fly, Kev. Go ahead.
I really think the Commander's gonna beat Dallas. I pick Dallas to mess with Kale. I really think Commander's gonna beat him.
So you really think Commanders could do anything?
Right.
Hey, you know what? Their defense didn't look that bad.
The man with the watch?
We gonna say the full team right now.
Lose that tattoo, bro. Hey, and with that, Lady T, I'm going to say Marcus contacted me earlier, and he dedicated a song to Tank. So go ahead and do your thing, and I'm going to make sure I get that song off.
Okay. Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. That's online, phone, and on the blog. Kale and Ms. T would like to also say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Ms. T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You can also log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. You guys, happy birthday. Congratulations, Keela, on the pregnancy. Happy birthday to everybody who's having a birthday. You guys, be safe out there. Get your hand sanitizer and everything. Put your mask on. You know, do the whole 9 yards. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp. Kale?
Hey, Kiki Boo. Pop, love you, girl. Congratulations. Tina, happy birthday, baby sis. Happy birthday. And I'm speaking for me and Big Boy on that one. We love you. And looking forward to celebrating with you tomorrow. Hey, look here, y'all. If you love them, they should already know it. Let's enjoy the weekend. Be safe, like Tree say, and let's have some fun, man. All right? All right. Dedicated
this song
to Tang from Mark.
I thought you forgot.
My friend, yeah. Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that
talk to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.